Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and wonderful Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hi. We're all here and ready to go.
All right. Well, friends who are out there listening today, whether you're live or you're listening to the archives, there was something special I wanted to talk to you about. I had discussed this earlier with Charlene, and we thought it might be a good subject to discuss today. And that was when someone does not live up to your expectations. This could be personal relationships, a marriage, on the job, could be a business contract. You thought you were getting something that you didn't get. Or else, maybe you got a lot more of something you didn't want. The point is, they just didn't live up to your expectations. Now, if it's something small, well, you know, you just might forget it. You might brush it off. It's nothing. But if the situation is really something that you consider significant, how can it be resolved in justice so that each of you can walk away in dignity? Well, I don't know about you, but I had something really big happen to me, and it didn't follow through with my expectations. And I have to say, the more I stewed about it, the angrier I got. So I had like a week of talking to myself, and I realized I didn't want to be angry. I didn't want to be angry. And as Charlene reminded me, rightly so, that when you're angry, you are lowering your vibrational, your vibrations in general. But the point of being angry was very disturbing to me. And so the more I thought about it, I changed the pattern that I had, and I really benefited from this because I prayed over it, I looked for inspiration, and I found some inspiration. And so I talked to Charlene about it, and I kind of, after I decided what I was going to do, I released the anger. And I have to say, this was over work that I had done at the house, had repaired a patio. Well, the patio looks the same. The guy's mistakes did not evaporate, but I really felt different. I wasn't angry anymore. Charlene, I'm going to talk about what I did, but did you ever have a situation like that where you were angry over something and you were able to resolve it?
I think that once you start understanding the principle, then it's easier when you come to face with it that you can say, oh, I can resolve it this way without attacking the other person as being bad or wrong or, you know, of being feeling used. And when you start viewing it differently, then you can let go more easily. Does not resolve the fact that it was done, but it's the way you feel when you get through.
Well, that's true. And, I've come to the realization that what all of this new energy is about, with all of this new growth that we're moving along spiritually, that one of the things that we want to feel is whole and complete. We want to be able to feel that we can walk into our mastery, that we're not going to be held hostage to somebody else's mistakes. Oh, my golly, that just reminded me of the bailout program. We're not going to get political on that one.
No, we're not.
It was just like this thing going through my mind. Yeah, we got this big bailout going on. But so to walk into your own mastery, you don't want to be held hostage to the mistakes of others. You want to feel like you have control of your own life, your own destiny, and you don't want to feel angry because other people aren't holding up their end of the bargain. And so that was really a big realization. And so I had a contract with someone to do some work at the house, and I have to say he failed miserably. Not another way of saying it, but as far as my expectation was concerned, he failed miserably. And the more I looked at the work, the angrier I got. And especially when it rained, and then I realized, my goodness, you got a water problem here, babe. And so what I did was, as I said, I prayed over it, tried to find a way that I could resolve the situation, not be angry, but yet not be at this person's, choices. They weren't my choices, and I didn't want to be victim. I think that's what it is. I didn't want to feel like I was a victim to what someone else decided that they were going to do. I wanted to be in control of my own destiny, at least from the standpoint of anger, and get this resolved. So I thought about, well, I wasn't thinking very nice things about this person. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, I've got to find a way that we can both face this, resolve it, and walk away with our own dignity. And so what I did was I sat down and wrote a letter, explained what I perceived, what we had agreed upon, what wasn't done, and I told the gentleman to think about it and then see me or call me and let me know how he is going to resolve it. Well, he might never come back, but there's a third of the purchase price that was to be paid at completion, and that's not paid. So he can either come back, fix everything, get his money, or else if he chooses not to come back, that money will be used for someone else to come in and fix what he has not done correctly. And it was a relief. I found a answer where I didn't have to be angry, where I didn't have to condemn, and I didn't have to even think about it anymore. I didn't have to stew about it. It was all over. It was done, and it was made, the decision. So what I'd like for you to do out there who's hearing this story of woe, if you've had a situation where you felt like your rights and desires were being trampled by someone else who thought they would have their way and it wasn't your way, how did you resolve it? The number here is 877-876-5227. You see, what we're about here, my friends, is sharing wisdom, sharing inspiration, sharing solutions. Now, that was my solution, and I would like for you, the listeners, to call in, give us some thoughts as to the solutions that you found with some of these sticky kind of problems, because it is time to walk into our mastery. It is time not to feel the victim. It is time to live beyond anger. And it is time to resolve differences in peace, in love, and understanding. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish today. So give us a call, 877-876-5227. Charlene, there might be some people out there who are not familiar with how you work, my dear. So how about giving them a little idea as to what you do?
Well, on the things that you were talking about and what you actually did, as you released those feelings that you had and came to conclusion, you didn't retain those feelings. And my job is to go in, and when I say go in, I always mean that I go in with God or who that individual's higher source is, and go in and ask him to pull those feelings. Let's say you, resentment, let's use that one. And for him to pull the feelings of resentment and the feelings of anger and the feelings of being misused and abused and pull it, cancel it, and release it, and you're releasing the vibrational frequency of those feelings. When you do that, you don't own them anymore. So that's kind of, that's basically what you did. You didn't own them anymore. Your expectations were not fulfilled, but you didn't attack the individual, and you let go of those feelings and let God do the vibrational frequency, which is sound and light and color. And so what he does is he goes in and he releases it. And some of it might be happen to be released that you might have had, or somebody else, you have an experience in a past life that where an individual, well, I've had this several times, is where I've felt used or misjudged, and I've had to go in and have God, which is my higher source, to go in and release those feelings of being judged, misjudged, and for the resentment and the anger that was there, and release it, and then eventually replace it with new information, is I see that individual with love. Now, it doesn't cancel what they've done. You let God do the judging on it. But it releases you. Then you also have to release that being judged incorrectly, or you're feeling incorrectly, a lot of times on your DNA, because it's not just on your past life. It'll probably come in on a past life memory. It'll also come in on the DNA, which is the morphogenetic field for your ancestors. So we also ask that those that are having an issue resolved, that any ancestors or soulmates or friends or anyone that really wants to have that work done, it'll be pulled for them as well. So you're not just doing it for yourself. It also pulls out the information for the future generations. Like if there was abuse or alcoholism, it cancels it out of the cells. The information that you've received also cancels that. You'll cancel it out of the subconscious mind. And the heart mind. We actually have three hearts. We have a heart mind, we have the physical heart, and then we have the heart chakra. So all of those have to be cleared of the negative information and then ask God to replace it with a positive. So always ask the individual, what is it that you want God to put in place of the negative? What is the positive? And then he'll put that in. And when that starts happening, now it doesn't always occur right at the moment, because what he's doing is he's telling the cells that this is being pulled out, canceled, and released. And this is new information that is being placed in. And it usually is the information in the cells from the God intelligence, which is perfect knowledge in the beginning. And then what they... you'll do is all of a sudden your perception about things in life will start to change. Your behavior will start to change. Your understanding about things will change, and you'll see things differently. People will start reacting to you differently. Why? Because your perception has changed. So there's a lot going on, and sometimes people feel like, well, why didn't it happen all at once? You know, we feel like God created the heavens and the earth, and why can't he just change it immediately? And I asked him that one time, and he said, if you understood completely how the body is created, you would know that it couldn't be done immediately. You wouldn't be able to handle the change. So sometimes it takes the cells time to rejuvenate, gain new knowledge, and then start to behave in a different way.
Charlene, we have a caller
right
here. What is your name?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Tony.
Tony?
Tony.
Yes.
Hi, Tony.
Hi,
what
Tony.
What can I do for you, dear?
Hi, Carolyn. Hello. How are we? I'm fine. I was just inquiring about DNA and genetics and how, the coding of how you do you take on your whole. I'm not so sure I understand that. I mean, I understand. Do you inherit it that you inherit that from your ancestors? I mean, not just biologically, genetically, but I mean,
right.
Your past lives too. I don't.
Yeah, that you're quite right, and it's kind of new information that God has given us, and that is that He's wanting to change, like a person's information, because each one of your cells has a memory of past life and on a subconscious level.
Okay.
And it's reacting to you on a conscious level. So he wants to go in and change all that. It's kind of what Carolyn's been teaching everybody. We're moving into a very new age where people are having their issues pulled. Now, with the DNA, that DNA is like the size, your height, your coloring. All of that is your DNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But within that DNA is also memory within the cells of other memory, cell memory, from feelings, experiences that you might have had in the past life, or in your DNA, which is from your ancestors. Let's say that you have that I deal with a great deal with people is low serotonin. And so people become addicted to alcohol or drugs or smoking or things like that because it raises the serotonin and they feel very good for a period of time. But it comes in from their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes, they are created with a lower serotonin that they feel a sense of well-being. People with a level of serotonin that is required for them don't really relate to that because they thought, why does somebody want to drink all the time? It raises their serotonin.
Okay.
But that's inherited from an ancestor. So when I go in and ask God to release, to raise the serotonin, because it comes out, the serotonin comes out of the hypothalamus gland. It's a chemical that is secreted from the hypothalamus. If you're created with a low serotonin in the hypothalamus, then people usually become addicted to something or other, or they go on to antidepressants or something like that. I can't say exactly all of the things because everybody's different.
Right.
But once God goes in and commands that serotonin to secrete more, hypothalamus to secrete more serotonin, then the level starts going up that is secreted, and the person has a greater sense of well-being. But that came in from their DNA, from their past ancestors.
Caroline, I'd like to ask Tony what prompted this question. You must have had some thought behind this.
Of course, Caroline. Yes, because I had called in before, and she'd mentioned that the young man that I was dating, just she's mentioned his genetic coding or DNA, and so I was like curious, like, okay, I know what it means in the sense of, you know, you make sure your eyes and your hair are this and that, whatever, but what she just explained to me about what you inherit and cellular memory and stuff like that, I wasn't, I'm getting a better understanding of.
Well, Tony, something that you have to remember, as far as science is concerned, they have identified certain parts of the DNA that has to do with our physical makeup that we have inherited.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the DNA they don't recognize yet. They call it junk DNA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So science has not put definitions and understanding on a large part of our DNA.
And yet
so
God
some of the
created
things that Charlene is talking about and I'm talking about are really part of this unknown process
mm-hmm.
of DNA. Now, the Russian scientists are starting to do experiments with it. They're starting to understand a little bit more of what we would call the esoteric part of DNA. And
right.
you could, if you're really interested in this, do a search on the internet with the Russian scientists and DNA, those two words together, and you'll come up with some interesting sites that talks about some of their experiments. And that might give you some ideas as to fit in with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing a lot, too, with the stem cell. And they're calling it stem cell fetal memory. In other words, the stem cells have a memory. And so now they're starting to realize that stem cell fetal memory means that it can go back to that memory.
But can all of us be, like... I don't know, it sounds strange, but come from different places of origin originally, or...
Would you repeat that, because I'm not quite following.
Can us, as some people, are come from different origins?
Now, what do you mean by different origins?
Like a different... I know I'm human, but I think I'm more than human. I don't know how to explain it, but...
Is it because you're having some memories of things that you think go beyond human experience?
But I don't know, because I don't know if it's real, not real, but I mean, is that,
But what are you feeling or experiencing that you think is different?
Well, it could not be different. Maybe it's just a change in consciousness or something like that, and maybe it's how one should always be, I don't know how to explain it, but a feeling you get when you meet somebody, or you can feel someone's energy automatically. I mean, it's becoming more and more. Mm. I've become more and more acute to sensing someone's energy or their being when
Tony,
I meet them.
Tony, I think
more.
You're just becoming more psychic. You're walking into that area of psychic ability.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. That's why Carolyn was telling everybody at the beginning that we had been talking about that if you're angry or vindictive or because of something somebody's done,
mm-hmm.
you're lowering your vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, you're saying you're feeling more sensitivity. That means people call it being psychic. Well, that is what it is. It means psychic in Greek means pathway to the soul.
Okay.
And a lot of people put a negative connotation to it, when in reality, it's everybody should say, I am psychic,
okay.
because it means the pathway to the soul is the God intelligence.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
what you're feeling. You're one of those individuals that are very sensitive to the energy and vibrational frequency of energy that is around you, which makes you more in tune with the God intelligence.
And what that also means, Tony, is that you're raising your vibrations. I think that's really the moving part.
Right.
You're raising your vibrations, and as you raise your vibrations, you're starting to tune into things that you weren't aware of before.
Okay, yes, okay.
And see, part of it is, like Carolyn and I are always saying, we knew we were in this position before we came into this lifetime. We did it before we came, without any doubt. And that's probably where you've been, is you've come in again to be able to be in this time frame where you can finish what you probably tried to accomplish in a past life, and it didn't happen.
Okay.
And this time you've come in with that ability and that desire within your heart to fulfill that covenant mm-hmm. that you made in the beginning to come in and do the new age.
But there's another side of that, Charlene, and the other flip side of that is she might have accomplished this in the past, and she is here to participate in the work
that's
that needs
true.
Doing.
That's true.
So there's a possibility,
yeah,
Tony, that what you're doing is you're bringing in skills that you have learned in past lifetimes, and what you're doing right now is you've raised your vibration enough so that you are starting to remember those skills. See, that's
I
the
see.
Flip side of it.
Okay.
In fact, that probably I'm finding more people that call me are in the process of understanding that that's where they're at and asking if it's okay. And then
right.
wanting to use them to the full capacity that
yeah.
they can.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Tony.
Yes, Karen.
What do you see on or feel as unfolding before you? In other words, these things are happening to you. You're starting to become aware of them. Now, do you have a sense or a feeling that this is happening for a reason or a purpose behind it?
Yes, I do. I do, and I can't really pinpoint it on it. It's sort of, I can't pinpoint it, but I know I do, and I haven't tapped into my full potential, let's put it that way, but I'm becoming less and less fearful of the...
I think where you are is these abilities are starting to awaken, and what will help you, there's two things that will help you along. The first is trust.
Okay.
Trust what your body is telling you, what you are feeling. The
See
body
that?
Is,
yeah.
It's
okay.
like a radio receiver, and there is a part of you that knows what truth is and what isn't. It's going within and seeing how that feels. So trust yourself, trust your spiritual experience. And then the other thing that I would suggest is that you meditate.
Yes, I'm doing more and more of that. That's definitely helpful. Okay.
That's very important because how I see it, when you pray, you are saying something to God. And many times people are requesting that God give them something or fill a part in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation, to me, is listening.
Okay.
It's going within, and it is listening. It's perceiving what is there beyond the senses. And that's
oh,
why
yeah.
meditation is so important. Because once we learn how to quiet the mind,
mm-hmm.
how to quiet this vehicle that we are riding in. The physical actually is a vehicle. We have this soul, and we've got to, like, quiet those systems so that we can commune with the spirit side of us, our soul side of us, and start perceiving what is beyond the senses. And
okay.
I see this as that's where you are. You are just starting to open up, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, you're like this flower bud that is starting to open, that's starting to become aware. And it's beautiful, Tony. So give it that little push, so to say. Trust yourself.
Okay.
Do some more meditating. And keep asking questions. Call back
yes.
again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome,
and
dear.
And your website is beautiful.
Which
I
one are you looking at?
The website that you have?
Well, I've got a couple. Which one were you looking at?
The messenger.
Oh, because there's carolynevers.com, which has a lot on it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Then there's
the
another
other.
One, Metatron Minutes.
Okay, then I don't know that. I'm not really.
Well, Archangel Metatron asked me to set up a newsletter, set up a place where people can ask him questions. He wishes to dispel fear because of the things that's going on in the world right now. So you might take a look at that.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
the other one is SteveFawcettLives.com, which is an
okay.
interesting story, too.
Okay.
So, thank you, Tony.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, call again.
Okay, blessings. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, while we've got this lull, Sterling, why don't you give people your number in case they want to call you privately for a reading? Because sometimes it's not appropriate to discuss some issues on the radio.
Okay, 801-944-9346. And that's Mountain Standard Time. And if I don't call you back in 24 hours, please call me again.
Well, we have another caller, and your name?
Hi, my name is Sherry.
Sherry?
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing great, dear. What can we do for you?
Well, I was wondering, you were talking about our DNA, and I was wondering, can you do repairs in the DNA, like for different conditions? Like, I've put on a lot of weight. Can you alter the DNA to lose weight as well?
Right.
I'm going to turn this over to Sherlene and let her talk to you about that, Sherry.
Okay. Usually what, sometimes you can be predisposed, like you say, in your DNA, because you'll have a family that stands way back. Let's say, for instance, I've dealt with that same issue. And that is that you have ancestors that had a weight problem as well. I don't know if that's the case with you. But if I go in and ask God to clear the excess weight that I'm carrying, and one time I told him, I said, well, just, you know, get rid of the fat cells. And he said, they're not cells. They're fat molecules which come in to protect you and take on a lot of the buffer from the negative energy that's being projected at you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. When that happens, the body, the fat molecules come in to protect us. They're there out of love. We see it as a negative. In reality, they're there for love because they protect the vital organs from being damaged. And so what I do is I go in and ask God, okay, what is the weight representing? What is it protecting me from?
Okay.
You see, and so I go in and ask God, and I'll find out, is it in a past life? And then he'll clear that. Is it in my DNA, which is an ancestor? Now, I can be in my DNA, that cell memory, might be from a trauma that one of my ancestors had that I carried forward in my cell memory and that I'm carrying with that. Now, sometimes, in most cases, we have chosen that path because of something we wanted to learn in this lifetime. But he can go in, and since it's not serving, that's what I told him, I don't find it serving me at all. Of course, he kind of has to put up with me. And I say, I don't find this serving me. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that I need to release? Is it in my DNA? Is it from an ancestor that I'm carrying a cell memory from my ancestor that put on weight to protect that, a male or female, and I'm still carrying that cell memory? If that's the case, he'll go in and pull that for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Yeah. And he'll pull it, and sometimes he'll tell me, to tell him what he's pulling and why. He will never do anything without your permission.
Okay.
Because free agency is a very... is an eternal principle. So usually
Sherlene,
he pull this? Is it okay with you?
I'll give Sherry an example of that. I had ancestors that died in Ireland during the potato famine.
I'm sorry, that what?
I had ancestors who died in, well, actually it wasn't ancestors, it was in another lifetime, had died in Ireland during the potato famine.
Oh, yes.
And see, that was a very traumatic thing for them because basically they starved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that, and that's what I'm wondering if this could be cell memory or from recent trauma and that type of thing. But obviously I'm not starving anymore.
Well,
I would like those released.
Yeah, but see, the cells don't know that.
Uh-huh.
see, they're not aware of it until you go in and tell them the information. And then give them, you know, since God is the creator of all, then all he does is go in and tell those molecules, no, this information is pulled out and replaced with, and then he'll put in a positive in its place.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so he pulls it out of the DNA. Says, no, this happened like she was saying in Ireland. But see, they get to the point where the cells say, okay, I have to absorb every single vitamin mineral that the body has. And it actually is absorbing some of it from the air, because we have that in our air.
Mm-hmm.
And so it absorbs everything it can in order to survive, like she's talking about that. And so it takes on everything. And so you hear some people, they'll say, well, all I've got to do is breathe food and gain weight.
But you know, there's another issue that we haven't covered, Charlene.
Okay.
And that is stress.
Yes.
You know, some of us resolve stress through food and eating.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, if an individual is in stress, what is happening because of their sensitivity, they're taking on the vibrational frequency of others that are around them. They're absorbing those feelings. And so it's double, because it's not just your feelings. You're protecting other individuals from being hurt.
So, Sherry, did you call in to find out if Charlene could find your issue?
Sure, that would be wonderful. But I just found it so fascinating. And I'm a big believer that there's things that we can change, you know, through our etheric field or, you know, our aura or,
you're right,
you know, our DNA through different means. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, see, and that's part of it. You brought a really good point up, and that is it's not just there within the cell. You brought up the aura and the energy field also has information in it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things have to be cleared of that particular issue that you're dealing with right now. You're right.
In fact, it was very interesting. I had a dream last night about the energy field around each of us, and it was told to me, but I can't remember all of it, but it was told that all you have to do is change the outside energy field, and then it goes inside. It's not from so much. It's not so much from the inside out, but from the outside in.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Well, because God's got to clear the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people change the subconscious for a goal, and that's very minor compared to all the other areas within our field, like you said.
Uh-huh.
The ethnic field that has to be cleared of the information. So you're uh-huh. right. So uh-huh. that's your biggest issue. Is that correct? The weight.
Sherry, she's asking you. Charlene asked you a question, dear. Is that your biggest issue? The issue with weight.
It's my biggest issue right now, because I have a medical condition that has now gotten worse because of the weight. And I've put this weight on after a trauma in 2004 where I've actually gained about 100 pounds. So, I'm trying to get that off, and it's creating problems.
Okay. So what happens is, because of the trauma, that is still in your cells, the trauma. It's being retained within the physical body. It's never been released.
Okay.
Am I explaining?
Yes.
Okay. So it's still in the, the memory is still in the body. What happens is all of our cells really have perfect intelligence of original memory. But when you have a trauma like you said that you had, it interferes with that intelligence.
Okay.
So we have to go in and release the negative frequency of what has been said to it and put it back into the original intelligence, which is the God intelligence.
All right.
So that the cells don't understand. They only are obedient to what's going on at the time.
Okay, I understand.
Okay,
that.
Does that Am I explaining it correctly?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. Because with whatever happened with you, that's one of the things that has to be resolved.
Okay, and I am working on that and have been for about a year and a half. I don't know, are you able to go in and ask for that to be released?
Uh-huh.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's my job.
That's what you do best, huh?
Yeah, well, I go in and watch God do it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Since he's the healer, I go in and facilitate that. Because we have to. God is required that we use a physical essence to clear the healing that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So you probably... I probably would have to have you call me personally, okay? Since it's personal.
Okay.
All right, and then what we'll do is we'll be, because God requires it, be very precise. The reason is everything that we feel and everything we think and everything that we verbalize, think, and feel has a vibrational frequency on it, and they each one of them have to be pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And then new information put in.
Okay.
Then just watch what happens.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Does it? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, that'll help you so that you can get back on your path. Because if you had that once before, why not have it again? You know what it feels like to be 100 pounds less, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Also, we'll go back there and tell the cells, well, you know what that feels like. Well, let's get back there.
Yeah.
Because I keep selling cells and their molecules.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very interesting.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Sherry.
Bye.
Well, we've had some, like every time we do a show, there's so many topics that come up. But apparently, people seem to be interested in the DNA right now. So if you have questions on that, or if you have some insight for our listeners as to how you resolved problems with others, the methods that you used, we're still interested in that. Well, and we have another caller, and your name, please. Hello?
Hello. Yes,
hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
My name is Misha.
Hi, Misha.
This is the first time I've ever called in on something like this, so I'm not really exactly sure what's going on.
Well, that's okay. We'll help you work your way through this. What prompted you to call?
I'm sorry, what?
What prompted you to call?
I just found out about the BBS radio, and I was just looking at the different who is on at this particular time. And when I went to your site, then the website, it said something about that you did something with the Akashic Records.
And yes.
I guess I'm curious, like all, about I've got some inklings about what I'm going to be doing in the future, but it hasn't kind of set in cement yet, and I'm not quite sure. I know that I'm going to be doing something different than what I'm doing now, because I'm not doing anything now. I'm kind of hibernating in this little dinky town that I'm at.
And you know, you might need that hibernation period right now to be to be working on what you need to do. Tell me what your inkling is, Misha. What's this inkling that you have?
About working with the trying to help people know who they are, but I'm not even sure if I know who I am yet. I mean, I've been doing some inspirational writings, and I feel like I might be working with maybe some Hopi Indians, and I want to try and move to Pace in Arizona. And
whereabouts are you wanting to go?
I'm sorry, what?
Where are you wanting to go? The Hopis are in the northern part, right?
Yeah, there's a town called Hopiville, and it seems like
right.
I'm getting some things from way back when I first found out about them, and then this other man that I know, his name is Christoquias, and I think he's really a master, and it seems like I think that maybe in the future I might be doing something, but I'm not exactly sure what.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Misha, I had a past lifetime as a Hopi Indian, And I saw the vision when I was in Sedona, and I was at Bell Rock, and I saw where the Indians were aware of the white men coming, and they were aware of how this was going to change their civilization. So they got together and shared information with one another. They were shamans from different tribes. And then they went back to their chief. And from that, some Indians decided that they were going to walk into the next dimension. Some Indians decided that they were going to live peacefully with the white men as they came. And some Indians decided that they were going to fight for their lands. And it was interesting when I became aware of that, how the different tribes broke down according to, well, divided, not break down probably isn't the right word, but how the different tribes divided and followed their chieftain to follow that path.
Yeah, I was been finding out about a community of one that's not gotten started yet.
You're trying to start a community?
A community of one. With more of the whites being able allowed to be on the reservation if they were vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like that maybe that I might be able to be helping out on that of some sort. I don't know.
So
would
are you moving
there?
Would
you like for me to go into the records and see what promises you made
right
before you came into
yeah
this lifetime? Misha?
Okay, what?
Would you like for me to go into the records and see what promise you made before you came into this lifetime?
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, what I do is the records are held in many different places, but copies of these records move up through the different layers until copies of all of the records that have to do with the soul winds up in the center of the cosmos under the care and control of the cherubim angels. They hold this for Source, when Source will actually ask for an individual soul's record. The cherubim turn that record over to Source, and Source reviews it, sends the record back to them, and what is on the cover of their record is an emblem that Source places on that. It's a geometric shape that indicates that that Source reviewed the record, which is rather fascinating when I see this. So each one of us, this record that is in the center of the cosmos, started when the soul came into form. When Source actually created the soul, it's beautiful because I have seen this, how the souls were called from nothingness, this awareness that they had that they existed and the wonder that they felt when all of a sudden one moment they didn't exist and the next moment they did. It was quite remarkable to see and feel the astonishment that they had when God called them into form. And so as they journeyed, they followed God's plan, which is what some people call the tree of life. And this record that they keep sending back and keep adding to their records has followed them through all of their experiences since that time. And then take your lifetime, for instance, before you came into this lifetime, you actually had a planning period. Your soul planned what was the goals, what you had intended to learn and intended to accomplish in this lifetime. And that plan was brought before a group of, well, you might call them elders, who review the plan, who go over it with the individual. They talk about the strong points, the weak points of the plan, give their input before the soul actually comes to Earth. And so it is quite a remarkable sequence. And Misha, as I am talking to you, there is a cherubim there. I am aware of her, and she is standing there with your record. They show it to me as a book, though in essence it's not a true book. She shows it to me as a book because human consciousness can relate to that. But what it is really, it's an energetic, it's like an energetic circle. It's vibrational, and it is stored on a magnetic plate, and it's very similar to what a backup floppy would be for a computer, and it holds all of your records. And so she is standing there, and they show themselves to me in the feminine aspect, not in the male. I've always seen them in the feminine aspect, and it is their sense of care, almost like a mother for the children of Earth, and that's why they show themselves as the female. And so what she has is she has showed this to me as a book, and she has opened it up. And as, by the way, the outside of the cover is brown, which indicates that when God created your soul, that your soul was created on what would be the love aspect, the ray of love, which in colors at the creation shows up as pink. What happened is all God created souls with light, with color, and with sound. And when the light came forth, it almost looked like these changing spotlights on a stage. You know how these little things revolve and show these color transparencies and the colors change? That's how it looked during creation. And God had this, what is like this book of life, as I said, with this whole plan of creation. And the right amount of souls were called forth under that color ray to produce the kinds of events and activities that was needed for this plan, this tree of life. And so most of the souls that were created were really created under this ray of love. And there are different aspects of that. For instance, if a person was created under the aspect of learning, which might have some blue in it, these might be the teachers who love to speak or to read, might be the librarians. They would have these blues in it. Your color, shall we say the secondary color, or the color that's mixed in this pink, is green. And so you were created under the love ray, but you were also created with the aspect of healing. So when God called forth your soul was intended to be in service under the aspect of love, covering, you might say, like a subcategory of healing.
Well, I was a retired nurse. I worked in nursing homes.
Well, see, you would have fulfilled that desire, or your soul would have inspired you to follow an area such as that. And then there was there is a secondary color. Well, actually, it would be the third. So you were created with the love, with the healing. And then there are some yellows in there. The greatest is this pink, less of the green, and then we get down to this gold. And the gold is coming forth, or shall we say, being utilized now in the second half of your life. In other words, you fulfilled that perf urging with the nursing aspect that you say that you retired from, And now you're leaning towards the healing aspect, or shall we say, what is it is implanted in your soul, this desire to heal, but also use the yellow, or it's not really a golden ray, it is more of a yellow ray, which is indicating the wisdom. And you see what you were talking about, the writing, the working with this community, the concept of using the wisdom of your experience. So you're still going to have the love aspect there. You're still going to have the healing aspect. But what is coming in now into this part of your life is this aspect of the wisdom. And so you will be drawing upon the wisdom of your soul, the wisdom that has come forth from many of your journeyings through your past lifetimes. And so you're bringing that wisdom to this part of your life, and you'll still be working with the love, with the healing, but this wisdom that you're going to be using is coming from the past lifetimes where you had this spiritual knowledge. Now, when you acted as in the nursing capacity, you were using more of the sciences that you learned to get your nursing degree. And yes, you did work from the heart. You did work from the inspiration on the spiritual side. But a lot of that was guided by what you learned in the science aspect. And now you're going to be guided more from the wisdom that is coming from the spiritual aspect. So the science aspect is going to kind of recede a little bit, and what's going to be coming forth is you're going to be dredging up the abilities. You're going to start remembering the abilities that you had from the past that had to do with this great spiritual wisdom. And you, as you go deeper into this, I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to one of the previous callers, is that you need to trust, because what you had before was given to you in a book, and you learned that, and you applied it, and you used it in your profession. Now what's going to be coming to you is memories from and abilities that you had from the previous lifetimes, from your previous work, and so you need to trust your intuition. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Thank you very much.
And that is kind of telling you how the soul was constructed. Now, let's see if we can find some information about what you chose to do now in this part of your lifetime. And what the cherubim, this particular cherubim, has done is she's opened the record. Your record was open. We've been reading from the record, and now she's pointing to a particular section of the record that holds the answer that I asked her to find, is what you decided to do when you came into this lifetime for this part of your life. And that aspect that she is showing me, Misha, there is a lot of light coming forth. And I usually have to wait a few seconds until that light clears away. Now, what that tells me when they open up a record that has a lot of that white light is that you're bringing in what would be past abilities where you really achieved with the spiritual. This is God's white light of spiritual attainment. So this is what you're working with now, this really great part of your history that has this great spiritual attainment to it. And I many times I look at the records, and instead of seeing words, because the imprint most of the time is done through sacred geometry, through a you might say, wording or language, an angelic type of language that is used with sacred geometry. So they will show me pictures. And rather than asking me to interpret the angelic language, the sacred geometric shapes, they will show me the pictures of the event that I am asking about. And what they are showing me at this moment is what I tried to describe earlier. You are standing in front of what I call the review board. There's about four souls there, and they change these places periodically, and they are reviewing your plan. You're standing there with several other individuals. This part of your work, you're not going to be doing alone. In a sense, the previous part of your nursing, so to say, you were doing alone. True, you were working with people in the hospital. You were working with supervisors, but it was like you really were doing that work under your own motivation. I think that's a way of saying it, where this work that you're coming in to do now, you're going to be working with others. There are several people there that are part of this plan. You have one or two that look like regulars. In other words, relationships that you're going to make where you're really going to be sharing the mission, supporting one another. And then in the background, there's a few individuals that will come and go that will act like support you when the time is needed and then drop to the background when it is not needed. And so that is the team. You're coming with a team as opposed to one soul. Now, usually when that happens, when a soul incarnates with a team, their mission is larger. In other words, the more people who are involved, who have been asked to participate in the plan, the more, I don't want to use the word complicated the plan is, but say the more involved the plan is. This is not a simple enough plan for, say, one individual to organize. And that is why they're showing me this teamwork of these individuals, because what you're planned to do covers a much larger segment. And what is there is this community effort. What I'm seeing there is that you'll be working with these two individuals on a community effort, and I think that already makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So there is this community effort. It appears that there is something to be built. Were you planning on building a school or an informational center, a healing center of some sort?
Well, I'm not exactly sure if it maybe has to do more with housing for people. I'm not positive.
Well, I'm seeing this. Well, there seems to be a main building, but that's why I said I have a sense of community, because there's other buildings there also, which I suspect is the housing where people are residing. But there seems to be some center that is organizing this. And yes, it's a community, but it is through some specific organization of a plan or a project. This is not something that's like done helter-skelter and just, you know, grows accordingly. This is a planned event, and it has been planned from the other side. And what they're showing me is you are just starting to approach the gateway to be able to move into that plan. You really haven't met your components, these other individuals who are going to be working with you. You haven't approached the doorway yet. You're not really into that space where you have the opportunity to make connections with these people.
Yeah.
But what they are suggesting, do you meditate?
I used to years ago, but I haven't as much as I have.
Well, honey, I think you better get meditating. You need to get meditating. You need to connect with your higher mind. You need to be closer aligned to the information that is coming from your soul, because your soul is there ready and willing to help you, to direct you, and you need to make that connection. That's what they are asking you to do.
Yeah, I've been doing some inspirational writing with my soul and getting info from
good.
That way.
That's good. All of that is good. Keep it up. Keep working on that. You see, it is your higher mind, your soul, that puts the entities and the opportunities in place for you to walk your path. But if you don't get connected, then you miss the inspiration sometimes. And this is where you are at right now, finding those lines of inspiration. Your soul wants you to become closer to the higher mind, to the soul monad, to feel the direction, to follow the direction that they are setting up for you. So I think you have some exciting times for you, Misha.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm really excited. But all this has to do with the financial change that I know is going to be happening.
Is that a question or a statement?
Well, it's an intuitive statement, but it hasn't fulfilled yet.
Oh, in other words, you're sensing that perhaps this community that you might be working with is going to help people find homes who might be dispossessed because of the economic situation that's upon us. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that I can't do any of this until my economic situation changes, which is in the process of it. I really feel it's in the process of doing.
That may or may not be the case. It might be the case that you really can't begin the work until then, but it may not be the case in the sense that there might be the possibilities that you might be able to make the connections, the people connections. And therefore, it would make a lot of sense for you to work with the meditation, to connect to your higher mind, to be directed to the individuals that would be assisting you in this plan.
Yeah, I think I'm in the process of being able to meet some of those with this Freedom Club that I've gotten involved with.
Well, do you feel that these contacts are in this Freedom Club?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you feel that the contacts that you're talking about are in to be made in this Freedom Club that you're talking about?
Well, no, the Freedom Club is about bank fraud, and it will help me to have the finances to get where I need to go. But I believe this man named Christoquius, and I also met, I just seen a lady about named Miriam that was talking about the Hopis, and I felt an intuition that maybe there was some possibility of me talking with her. But mainly I think this man named Christoquius that I'll be working with and to help set up, and he has other contacts.
Well, meditate on him.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, sit with that. Picture him. Do you know how to go into meditation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Do that. Meditate with this person's name, with the other names, and see if that is the information that you're getting by going within, that these are the people that you're to make connections with. Misha, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Now, something that you might be interested in is going to that site, MetatronMinutes.com, and ask for a newsletter.
Oh,
good. Yeah. Because he's also willing to answer people's questions.
Yeah, I just signed up for that. Thank you very much.
Wonderful, dear.
Uh-huh.
Good talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, my friends, we've covered several different topics here. If there is something that is of interest to you, give us a call here at 877-876-5227. And it always makes me feel so happy when I hear about people who are new to BBS radio, who are looking at the different hosts, those who might be on the air, because we do have a great amount of talent at the station, And we have another caller, and your name?
Hello, Carolyn, Shirlene. This is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, it's so nice hearing your name, dear. What can we do for you?
Well, as you know, I've been having that problem with my hernia while I ended up having to have emergency surgery.
Oh, yeah, Shirlene worked with that.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's, I'm not accepting, I'd like Shirlene to see if it's, if there's a block or something in my DNA that is not allowing me to accept alternative healings.
Okay.
Shirlene, you're up, darling.
Okay, let's go look. Okay, because what's the surgery going to be? Tell me.
Well, I already had it done. It was, the hernia was repaired.
Okay.
Because my intestine had actually popped out and was hanging out.
Okay.
And I felt so good after you worked on me, and then all of a sudden one day it was, voila.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, it was saying no, 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 huh?
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, what's going on here? what am I not doing or not seeing? I mean, I'm actually starting to get channeled messages, but I'm not able to.
What's the message, darling?
Pardon?
What's the message?
Well, the message right now is telling me to believe what I hear.
Okay.
And, you know, if it feels right, it's right. But I'm not getting anything on healing. It's just that I keep on hearing, yes, you can heal yourself. Well, duh. I don't know what I'm not doing.
Actually, it's very good advice, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, part of it is, it's really interesting that most people deal with trusting your inner knowingness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think Carolyn and I discussed that a couple of times ago, and that is learning to trust within yourself that you really do know what's best for you, not what everybody else thinks so.
Right.
But trusting your higher self and believing in it. But in the past, that was not the case.
Right.
We always took everybody's opinion.
Right.
And then weighed it, right?
True. And,
so
and I never
saying,
trusted myself.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're feeling like you're not trusting your ability to be healed.
Yes.
Okay, let's go in and look at that and change it, okay?
Wait a minute, Shirlene.
Yes?
Is it trusting your ability or for some reason not accepting the healing?
The both.
Well,
okay.
I think it's both.
It's both.
Okay.
Because actually you can have both.
Yeah.
Trusting
but I wasn't sure
and accepting.
I wasn't sure we had discussed both in the probe.
Well, let's go in and have God look at it in your you're saying in your DNA, but it might be the experience in a past life.
Oh, okay.
Is there some anger around this issue?
Well, I really, truly believe that I've cleared all my anger, or not maybe cleared all of it, but the things that I can bring up and think about.
Well, we'll let Shirlene go in and see what
but
she
I,
can find.
You know, I do know that the stomach situation has got to do with anger.
Yeah.
But I'm not finding any other anger that I can try and clear.
Well, is it? Are you carrying somebody else's?
Somebody else's anger?
Well, because you're saying it's in your solar plexus.
Oh. Oh.
That's hitting the cord, isn't it? You don't need to say who, okay? In fact, with it being personal like that, I prefer over the radio, we don't discuss that.
Uh-huh.
But is it a yes or a no, Nancy?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
I really can't pull up anything at the moment.
That you're carrying somebody else's?
It's a possibility. I don't think I am, but...
You really do work as in empathy with people, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
I do. You take on people...
Okay.
What's
See, you're
I
very
say?
Sympathetic, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
okay,
is.
You're sympathetic, you're caring, you're nurturing, you want everybody to be happy and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in order to support that individual, there's a main one in your life that you're doing that with.
Oh, okay. I think I might know who you're talking about.
Okay, okay. So if that's, say that's going on, is that you're taking on their energy.
No.
And that you're supporting them by taking it on. I find many, many people that do that. Let me give an, do you mind if I use an example?
Yeah,
I mean,
go
I'm
ahead.
Not going to name names. They'll just give you an example.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Part of it is I've seen where there's a mother and a daughter. The daughter, the mother has gotten very ill and has been placed in a facility, kind of a rest home.
Okay.
And mentally, she's been really having a very difficult time mentally, and they've been helping her with that and so forth. But her daughter goes over to see her every day. But what's happening is the mother is getting better, but the daughter is getting sicker.
Oh.
In fact, she's starting to have the same symptoms. And when I've seen them together, I've almost, it's what I call a transfer.
Uh-huh.
In other words, that transfer of energy is being transmitted to the from the mother to the daughter. In fact, you see this a great deal between mothers and children. Mother wants the child to be, so she's not, the child isn't ill, and will pick up that energy illness. Well, you know, dogs do that all the time. Animals do that. Will pick up the energy, the support their master. And so I sat there when I was seeing them, and I could see that being transmitted from the mother to the daughter. Well, the mother's getting happier and healthier and more energetic, and the daughter is getting so she can't keep track of when she turned on the stove or what she was going to do.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, that energy has been transmitted from the mother to the daughter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's what I see is happening with you. You're taking on somebody else's issue to support them.
Oh, okay.
And I see the energy there.
How does that feel to you, Nancy, when she says that?
It feels right.
Uh-huh.
It feels true.
Okay.
I really thought I was keeping that from entering me, but apparently not.
Okay. It's kind of like the other caller that we had, and when she's talking about her weight.
Right.
A lot of times people that are very heavy is doing that with a number of people. And so the fat molecules have come in there to protect her inner God self so that she can fulfill her covenant with the God here on this earth. But
uh-huh.
It's come in to protect her. And so it's the same thing if you do it with your solar plex, or an individual can do it in any area within their body. So then I have to go in and have God show me exactly where they're being attacked by somebody else's energy. And sometimes I have to have Archangel Michael or Archangel Metatron or Sandorfin will go in and cut the cord that is being projected from that individual to whoever the client is. You
uh-huh.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So what it does is it's very true because we're energy and matter, aren't we? And so that energy we project to each other all the time. We all do it. That's because that's who we are. So if you're carrying that, it isn't that you don't trust yourself. You just keep taking it on from somebody else to help them.
Okay.
Okay, what can you do to help her, Charlene?
Okay, so let's go in and have that. If that, now that I've explained that, is it okay if we have God go in and sever the energetic cord between you and that individual?
Yes.
Okay, because it has to be that you're willing and that you do not want to carry their issues anymore.
Yes, I'm willing.
Because otherwise what happened is, yes, we went in and cleared it, but you turned around with empathy and took it back on again.
Okay.
So you didn't trust yourself, you just wanted to be of service to that individual in your life.
Uh-huh.
And that's what created it again.
Okay.
Okay? So let's go in and have it, God take care of that for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, Nancy, while Charlene is doing that for you, let's talk about this a little. I would like to give you something to think about that would be of some assistance to you.
Okay.
You know, when we love people, we want them to be happy, and knowing you as I do, you want to make them happy, and this is a good thing, but not when it takes from your physical, because you need your physical to support your soul and what you have to do.
Right.
Now, something that can help is this individual, whoever it is, what you do is you see God's light
in them.
Yes?
I have something I need to ask you to ask you.
Okay.
Okay, part of severing it and making it come about for permanency is that are you willing to turn that individual and their issue over to him?
Yes.
Okay. Because otherwise, you're not trusting that God will take care of him.
Okay, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Take care of him.
Yes, I trust that God will.
Okay. So that he can take care. Is that trust that God will do it?
Yes.
Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
Now, Nancy, this is really in what I was telling you is really connected to what Charlene just said.
Uh-huh.
Because what you can do to help yourself in this is to see God's, in other words, we all have a soul. You're agreeing to that.
Right.
And, of course, the soul is particles of God. And so you see God's light in this individual. You allow the light in the individual to do the healing, to help the individual, to give them support to carry their burdens. In other words, this is not something you have to do.
Right.
But see the light in that person. And know that that light, which is God's soul, or this person's soul, which is part of God, is there and will give them the support that they need. And see, that's very helpful because you're then seeing God at work. And, yes, you can help people, but you're not really responsible for them.
Right.
Because that's what it is, taking over somebody else's responsibility.
Right.
How do you feel when you think of that? Seeing the light, God's light within, you know, each soul and will take care of them.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I've been seeing that in everybody but this particular person because I haven't been focusing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really kind of, I'm kind of curious now with what's going on with me is every morning and every night, and maybe I need to do it more often because of this, I have been asking Archangel Michael to cut the cords for me. So I wasn't even thinking that there was any cord attachment there because I was taking care of it every morning and every night. But I've been home for the last 2 weeks with my own situation of healing and that person. And maybe I should have been having Archangel Michael cutting the cord more often.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Okay.
Okay. Part of it is one of the things he wanted also to correct is not just cutting the cord, you know, because Archangel Metatron is really good at doing that,
uh-huh.
You know, cutting the cords. But also, it's an issue there that's come in with seeing the trauma in a past life and seeing it unfold as a trauma and then being able to trust God. So we had to release it on the heart-mind. He released it in your heart-mind. And what he said was, I trust God to take care of his issues. And the answer was no. So that had to be pulled, counsel, and released to God and replaced, I trust God to take care of his issues. And the answer was yes then. And did it on the DNA, also in the morphogenetic field, did it in the subconscious, and did it in your past life at that particular time that you were pulling it in. that you were coming in with that cell memory.
Okay.
Okay, let's see how that does now with that solar plex of yours, okay?
Okay.
And that's a big issue for all of us, because if we've seen people that we care about and loved, we really feel like we're the only one that's going to go in there and rescue them.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. There's not any of us that don't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
And I find that with moms, we're really big ones on it.
Yeah.
Call in the rescue team.
Yes.
Yeah, here we come, you know. Well, and part of that comes with, let's face it, to give birth, or whether it's a spiritual birth, when children are adopted, they were born spiritually to those parents.
Yes.
Okay, whether it's a spiritual connection or a physical connection, that connection is real. And sometimes it's a very difficult one, I find, for us to find out when do we give help but not support. One time I said to God, I said, well, I just feel like I need to support him, and I saw the two hands go out. Do not say support. That means you're holding them.
Okay.
And that made all the sense in the world to me. Do not hold them. Be concerned and have compassion, but let me do the holding.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's a learning process. And all of a sudden you'll realize that it's okay to let them learn their lesson.
Yes.
Even though sometimes it's a difficult, whether it's a husband or a spouse or children or parents, sometimes it's a very difficult thing for any of us. And I can say that because it's real. It's part of being human.
Right.
And so that's what he was saying. It came down to being trusting that God really is in charge and will do it. Doesn't mean you don't care and have compassion, or that you don't help them. It means that you don't do it for them.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, good talking to you, Nancy.
Oh, God bless you guys. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Call us again.
Let us know how it's going there. Okay?
Oh, I will do.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, we only have a half hour left on the show, so if you were trying to get in and couldn't get in before, try again, because we're coming up to the last, well, actually, 50 minutes maybe, 55.
That's
about
it, isn't it?
877-876-5227. I like to think of us as the bridge to the spiritual world. Charlene doing her healings on the physical and subtle bodies, and Carolyn reading the Akashic Records. Sometimes we also call in the masters to find out what your relatives are doing on the other side. And
well,
we do have a
true
caller here in your name.
Hi, it's Joy.
Did you say Joy?
Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, this goes back to your original, what you started the show with, and people not, you know, living up to your expectations. And I've been having this recently at my job.
It happens everywhere, doesn't it?
I came back to work for a person who I had a friendship with and, you know, found some similarities as far as spirituality goes. But as we go on with the relationship, it seems like he's falling off of the path and, you know, in some instances just kind of mocking me. So, you know, I was wondering if Charlene could, if there's any maybe past life things that are attaching us to one another, or if this person is really supposed to be in my life, or if this is someone that I was supposed to avoid, or...
Well, Charlene, you can see if you can help her, and then perhaps I can see if we can help Julie. What do you want Charlene to do for you?
Just to see if there's anything that's holding, any DNA that's kind of from past life that's holding, you know.
Because your belief system is people come into your life because they were there in a past life and came in to teach you a lesson? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that maybe there was something that didn't clear up from a past life that we're working on now.
Something to clear
with that individual.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, even if it be so and it's uncomfortable, how about getting rid of it?
I'm sorry? What did you say?
That's the part that we forget, is if it's uncomfortable and it's making our life miserable, let's ask God to take care of it.
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Make the change.
See, what happens is when the energy and the perceptions change within you, your behavior and your perception change, and that individual can't interact with you in the same way.
Right. Because I'm feeling really used lately by this person, and it's just turned into not a good relationship.
So it's becoming abusive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Joy, what are the feelings that you feel when you say to yourself, I'm being used?
What are the feelings?
Well, in other words, do you
pain
feel
in my
anger?
Gut. What?
Do you feel anger?
You feel,
yeah.
Is it anger? Also,
or hurt, and more hurt than anger.
Okay,
so you have your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
There might be a little tinge of anger.
Mm-hmm.
How about justice? Do you feel that you're being treated unjustly?
Not so much that. Maybe not respected.
Not respected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, what else? Because what God will do is, okay, he'll go in and pull from past life, from your DNA, from your subconscious and your heart mind, any feelings that you've had about this.
Mm-hmm.
How
okay?
about some
so
feelings?
So tell me what they are.
How about some feelings of being diminished or...
Yeah, almost like the person feels like they're above me.
Oh, better than you.
Yeah, almost like... I'm almost getting the feeling of this person may have been some kind of either, you know, king or ruler over me or had possession of me before. So I'm feeling this, you know, possession type of a thing.
Okay.
Well, you've got some deep issues there. You're really tapping into something deep.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get a really big headache, too.
Now, is that now or because you're talking about it or in the past?
No, now.
Now. Oh,
okay,
we're really hitting a chord
right
here, aren't we?
Okay, why don't we go in and take care of the headache first, and then I'll have him go in immediately and do this work, because you're feeling very helpless, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's do helpless. And when people feel helpless, they lose hope. Do you have that at all?
A little bit, but
okay,
I know that... I'm losing hope as far as our relationship because I'm about ready to just,
to end it.
Oh.
Okay. How about knowing? Now, see, we're going to pull out the negative, right? Now, what if we put in that Archangel Michael puts the sword of truth that your understanding is clear and distinct? And that you hear things clearly and distinctly.
Yes.
Will that work?
Yes.
Because what happens is, and I've seen this happen when I've had a client here one time, and she was here from out of town, and had come in to have a session, and Archangel Michael put the sword of truth right smack dab between the two of us. And she said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "I've never seen him put it right smack dab between a person right in front of their feet." And she says, "What does that mean?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "I just know that he knew it had to be done immediately, and it had to be that close to you." Well, she left and called me a couple hours later and said, "I know, I wanted to tell you why it was put so close to me. When I went to get my friend picked me up to take me to her house and then to the airport, he says, I heard the truth for the first time." Mm-hmm. So in other words, our understanding, what we hear and see, always are not really clear. And so when Archangel Michael comes in to put the truth, sort of truth there, boy, it makes it very clear where other people are coming from in our behalf. So will that work for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's do that. And then in the meantime, let's see if that starts pulling. You've got kind of inside your head there, there's a ring. Does that make it look, does that feel like it? There's like a...
A ringing in my head? I always have a ringing in my head, yeah.
Okay. Let's go and take, have you take care of that too for you, okay?
My goodness, we've got a laundry list of things that we're fixing. That's good. Yeah, I'll take it all. Joy, you know, sometimes we look at these situations and we wonder, well, gee, how did this happen? Why is it this way? And we look at it as something that you would rather not happen. But what I have learned is these things happen right now to be cleared. And it's because we're moving on. We're moving higher in vibrations, and we can't do that until we get rid of this lower vibrational stuff. So even though there might be a feeling surrounding this of suffering to a certain extent, calling and having all of this cleared is a great service in the sense that this negativity, I do believe, has come from the past. It's coming up now to be cleared, and you can move on. Whether you accept or stay in this relationship is another thing, but you're going to move beyond these negative feelings, and that's a beautiful thing. That's, you know, you've come to this point in your life where this is to be cleared. You know, the soul guides these things. So, in a sense, it's a good thing that this has come at this time.
Mm-hmm. I find it interesting that, you know, I was away from this person and then pulled back in thinking that it would be a better situation for me, but I guess everything ends up for the best, so maybe it was just to have these situations come up so that it could prompt a clearing.
And, you know, we learn from them, Joy, in this sense, that it helps us walk into our own mastery. It helps us understand who we are. It helps us to give us the tools to learn how to deal with any situation so we are empowering ourselves. And I do believe that in this time in history, this is what it's all about walking into our own mastery, empowering ourselves, looking within to find the truth. In other words, we don't have to go to another person to find the truth. These are all the skills that we're being given right now. And so I see this clearing as part of that. And it's going to help you to understand a little bit more with relationships, and I started out this show, as you mentioned, about relationships and how we can have more perception into them and how we can each walk away in dignity, because that's really what you want to do. If you decide that this relationship is over, you want the two of you to be clear and to be walking away with your dignity. Right?
Each having done what they were meant to do and,
yeah,
and that, you know, successfully and,
right,
and walking away.
Right, to resolve it successfully in peace, understanding what has happened. Golly, Charlene must be working very hard. We're waiting for her to get back on the train.
Yeah, I broke out in a cold sweat, too, just now. So it's just like, I don't know if this is, something's going on.
I just think this was something very deep. I think you're... What, and we'll find out when she comes back if this isn't a pattern that you're clearing. You see, when you have an issue that runs through several lifetimes, it then starts attracting similar things to it. Like light attracts light. So if you had other situations in past lifetimes where people treated you this way, you might have formed a pattern that wasn't cleared. And they run deeper. So we'll see what Charlene says when she comes back, because she has taken some time. And
okay, I'm back.
Okay, dear.
What are we talking about?
What we're talking about is Joy was talking about some sensations she was feeling. And I suspect that this is a very deep issue, perhaps might even be part of a pattern. What do you think of that?
Yes, it can be, very much so. In fact, it was cleared on all levels. And that is how you feel about yourself. If you're feeling less than others. And then he said to remind you that when you allow others to abuse you or misuse you, you allow them to misuse and abuse God, because you're one with God. And so we're all one. There's no one that is less than. We're all equal. And he wanted you to know that you are the best there is.
Yeah.
but you haven't been perceiving that. Is that correct?
Right. I've been trying to
okay.
move into that more and more.
Okay, and part of that is that I'm finding, I call it the sphere of understanding. In other words, from conception, energy starts and memory starts at conception. If an individual has had a very difficult from conception to birth, and that's a might be a very difficult time experience that the child is picking up, that has to be released. A lot of times what I'll do is go in and watch God do a rebirthing and take out the negative and put in the positive aspects in the subconscious so it only understands the positive. You see, the subconscious has no capacity for reasoning. So once God goes in and does a rebirthing from conception to birth, it changes the information there. That's the only thing the subconscious remembers. It doesn't remember the rest of it, or what it was. So if you've had a very difficult time, and I call it the sphere of understanding, and that is you only understand those that put you down in the past or diminished you in any way, called you names, made you feel less than most, did not praise you or give you honor and concern, then you're pulling it forward and other people are still picking up on and doing it. In other words, we're just like a boomerang. We send out that information and people turn around and send it back. So that sphere of understanding has to be cleared as well. And once that's cleared, it's amazing what the individual ends up doing as far as their perception about themselves. And then other people have to react to you differently. In fact, you won't have people drawn to you that are the same as you understood as you were growing up.
Well, can we call us back in the future? Let us know how this is going with you.
Okay.
Okay, dear? Okay.
I want to know how your head is.
It's getting better.
Is the headache gone?
It seems to be gone, yeah.
Okay, good. That's what I needed to know. Okay.
Talk to you later, dear.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, we have 10 minutes time for one person to call in, 877-876-5227. This is your last chance. If you've been sitting back with your finger on the dial trying to decide if you're going to call, it's now or never, 877-876-5227. And Charlene, give us some information again to people who might want to have a personal private reading with you. What is your phone number?
Well, some of them might we need to go in and clear that sphere of understanding. It is absolutely so vital for all of us to give the subconscious new information that'll serve us in our lifetime. And so we're still playing the same record over and over again.
I guess you don't want to give your phone number, huh?
Yeah, I'll do that.
You don't have to.
801-944-9346, Mountain Standard Time.
Oh, boy, you've got that down pat.
Oh, yes, I do.
And
there we go.
We do have a person who decided to take us up. You're probably going to be the last caller of the day.
Oh,
and your name?
Dominic from London, yeah.
Who did you say it was?
Sorry, Dominic from London?
Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
Oh, yes. I've got a... what do you see, like, I suppose an issue with another incarnation that might have been stuck in jail all his life.
I'm not following.
You
had another incarnation, and what? I missed something.
A prisoner.
A prisoner.
Who's been in jail, stuck in jail all his life, and it's kind of haunting me. Something's been pouring over for the last few years.
Okay, Dominic, let me see if I understand you correctly. You are on some level remembering that in the past you were a prisoner. And probably imprisoned for your entire life. Is that correct?
Yes.
And there is something about that that is haunting you that you need to have cleared. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Charlene?
Okay, let's do that, okay? What we'll do is go into the field and have God release that from your past life memory.
Well, Dominic, you know, that in our past history, that was used a lot. Political prisoners, prisoners who maybe stepped on the toes of some powerful person. I was in Switzerland, and we were, I can't remember the name of the castle. This was a castle on the banks of a lake. And, of course, it was all nice and tidy right now. We went down to where the dungeon would have been. And, of course, the dungeon was what you might say in the basement or the cellar underneath of the rest of the castle. And ceilings were very low. And I'm sure not very sanitary. They sure didn't go in there and clean them up like they did for the visitors. So those areas would have been dark and dank. And if a person was kept a prisoner in one of these places for their entire life, I mean, it would have been a very traumatic memory. And mm-hmm. That's probably what you're picking up now. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah.
So feelings of, you know, being cut off from the fresh air, probably lack of food, you know, it was very unpleasant. And you know, these weren't exactly criminals. I mean, they were people that maybe said something that the king didn't like or, you know, a political prisoner who had to be put out of the way because they were a threat to someone in authority. So you had to have a lot of uncomfortable feelings with all of that.
Yes, it does affect, you know, the kind of, or my decisions seem restricted. It's like everything I think is...
Okay, but part of it was God went in and what he did was he pulled the circumstances, pulled it and canceled it, then he resolved it in a positive way. In other words, somebody came, let you out, you actually went to, I saw you being taken to another country where you were able to get established with food and clothes, and have a job. You had a family then, and you were very happy and cheerful.
Oh.
So, see, the cellular memory that we have, we forget that God can go in and do anything. He can change the memory. That's what he does. He goes in and changes it. So he changed that memory that's in there to a positive.
How exciting.
Yeah. We resolved it by changing the circumstances. And
okay.
Then all of a sudden, here you are. I see you in these this outfit, and you're just really happy and bubbly, and you've got a family.
Okay. I'm going to be a handful of them.
Yeah. And you really were put in there because of loyalty. They didn't want you to come out to rule.
Uh-huh.
But he took you out and resolved it in that cell memory so that it'll be of joy, not sorrow.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Until the next time, we look forward to hearing from you again, Dominic.
Indeed. Okay, cheerio. Bye-bye.
You take care.
You've done very well, Dominic.
Yes, it's fascinating because Dominic called in quite a few times when we were on that show Cosmic Connections on Wednesday, which we're not on that show anymore. But there are the archives there, by the way. If there are some people who are interested in that Cosmic Connections show, those archives are available. They have not been destroyed. So, Charlene, we've had a very interesting day. We probably have about 4 minutes before we're ready to leave. It's been an interesting 2 hours, and I thank you for being here and sharing this time with us, with the listeners, and in the archives. I'll take this moment to remind those who are listening that I do have a Sunday show starting at the same time that this show started. Invite you to come and listen and call in with your questions. What I usually do on the Sunday show is I bring forth information that I have received in the Akashic Records, and we talk about that because they're usually issues that other people have asked insight into, and these are problems and situations that all of us share. And really fascinating information comes out of that. So do tune in tomorrow. And I would also like to suggest to go to that MetatronMinutes.com, www.MetatronMinutes. Metatron has asked me to set up this website. I just love it because he even gave the name Metatron Minutes. That was his idea. And you can sign up for a free newsletter. And what he does in each newsletter is he addresses an aspect of the human soul and works with it. And we have conference calls that he not only helps implement the tools to correct what he discusses in the newsletter, and we also work for the healing of the earth and healing for humanity. He claims that he brings the keys to connect humanity to the Ascended Master. So it's interesting work, and people can ask Metatron questions. He has decided to do this because we're in a period of time where there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of things going on in the world, and he is doing this to dispel fear. So there's CarolynEvers.com. You might want to order a reading, and you've got Metatron Minutes, Dee Fawcett Live. All those websites are mine, and we would love to have you look them over. Real quick, Charlene, one more time, your number, darling.
Oh, 801-944-9346, Mountain Standard Time.
And my friends, until we meet again, this is Carolyn Evers.
who is saying good evening, and Charlene McNeil.
Yep, and we send you our love.
Indeed.
And God's love, obviously.
Really.
You bet.
So goodbye for now, everyone.
Bye.